Take me out to the ball game.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of the Section 23 podcast. Podcast for all fans of Cincinnati Reds. I'm Alex White, and I'm joined today by Joe DeGregorio.
Alex, big night tonight here for the Reds. Let's get into it.
Huge night. Wade Miley, no hitter. How awesome was that to watch?
I think I'll use one of Randy's lines. If you had told me that Wade Miley would be the first Red in this pitching staff to throw no hitter, I mean, the guy just looked incredible tonight. He threw so quickly. You know, sometimes pitchers dance around the mound a little bit. He was in such a groove and getting first pitch swings, getting strikeouts. I don't think he had too many full counts. I mean, what can you say? It just – an hour rain delay didn't affect anything, and just great to watch.
I was just going to say that rain delay usually has a negative effect towards starting pitchers, but not tonight. Wade Miley was pinpoint with his pitch location. His curveball was on point, striking out the right-handers, getting inside on them. I mean, like you said, I don't know if we would have ever expected Wade Miley to – be the Reds player to get a no hitter this year. I mean, it was ridiculous.
I think the key too is Plesac was throwing a hell of a game himself, and it was so frustrating to watch us squander a couple of opportunities. And you know, we even texted like, "Can we please just score a run?" How demoralizing is it for Wade Miley to say, "I'm throwing a no hitter, but I'm not going to get to win this game because we can't score," and then they get those quick runs in the top of the ninth inning off of a rookie mistake by the pitcher throwing to second base. I don't know if they get that double. If they get that double play, we don't score. Wade Miley just looked as composed as ever. No hard hit balls the entire game.
I think there was only like three balls hit to the outfield all game.
Yeah, not even like gap shots or have to chase one down. Like, you know, you normally get a defensive play or two that's like a standout play. But, you know, I think there was one ball hit to Farmer that he kind of caught, but it was a slower runner. So, I mean, Wade Miley is a good pitcher. I think we just had a bad taste in our mouth because he wasn't phenomenal last year like the other, you know, top of the line guys. He wasn't bad or anything, and he's been an average pitcher his whole career, and his last 3 or 4 years before coming to Cincinnati seemed to really turn it around.
Well, last year he was dealing with the injury too. Remember that, like him coming back from the injury, and, you know, he's pitched well all year so far. Really exciting to see him, you know, complete the no-hitter tonight. And, you know, we were texting back and forth during the game. But, you know, first, you mentioned the chances to score runs. And, you know, the big one came, I think it was like the fifth inning when Castellanos led off with a double. Like, that was their chance to go up. And, you know, of Reds, you know, everyone behind Castellanos was struggling tonight. But, you know, the Reds prevailed and got the three runs in the ninth, and Wade Miley closed it out in the bottom, and he got the no hitter.
I think too, watching the game, I guess it was Chris Walsh made the point how much better the Reds bats looked against a guy who just throwing straight gas. I mean, Castellanos, a fastball hitter, Winker, fastball.
Jesse Winker went the opposite way.
And Senzel had a nice closer play than I thought it would be to get on base to lead off the inning. But, you know, we were also texting earlier in the day about the lineup construction. You know, Winker's getting on base. Senzel's getting on base. Naquin did his job when he was leading off, and now you got Shogo Akiyama back. That's a lot of good hitters at the top of a lineup that they can intermingle and interchange around. So, you know, a good first game with that Vado. Just a lot of first too. I mean, Bronson Arroyo, I listened to the radio broadcast with him and Tommy. Yeah, a couple seconds behind, so I was able to watch it and then listen. Bono goes in the PL. Royals his first game in the booth. Let's just keep it up.
It's kind of ironic because the last Reds pitcher to really flirt with a no-hitter was probably Bronson Arroyo.
They brought up that stat too, and I remember working that game against the Brewers back in 12. I never felt like he was going to throw that no hitter. I always felt like, okay, Bronson, he's always good to, you know, give you a solid game, but he just has had the stuff to get people out. And frankly, Wade Miley doesn't either, but his control was just so good, and he works so quickly. I think his pace just messes every hitter up because they literally get the ball back, and he's already got the sign down, and he's thrown before you can even take a couple practice swings.
His pace was lightning quick tonight. I mean, we were talking to Randy. Randy couldn't join us for this, but we were talking to Randy, and Randy unfortunately missed some of the game. But Joe, you texted him. Was like, you know, you missed 2 seconds. You're missing two innings the way Miley was pitching tonight. Like I said, like his off-speed stuff was on point. Coming inside on righties with the breaking pitch, painting the black on the outside corner. It was all over tonight.
The crazy thing too is the stereotype in baseball is you don't talk about the no-hitter, and my goodness, John Sadak,
he was talking about being perfect in the fourth inning.
And he threw it out there, and I was actually, it's totally ironic too. I was watching some highlights earlier today of Scooter Jeanette's 4-home-run game and Homer Bailey's no-hitter, and just thinking back, like the psychology of a no-hitter. It's like the first couple innings, okay, we're pitching pretty well. Then the fifth inning, hey, we got something here. And then by the seventh inning, like every single pitch, you're just on the edge of your seat. And thank goodness, like we just mentioned, Miley throws so quickly. You're not on the edge of your seat very long. And he was getting a lot of weak ground balls, you know, early in the count, then striking guys out. So you didn't really have much time to get frantic. And then, of course, by the time they scored those three runs, it's like, okay, now we've got this.
And the one weak ground ball, the second base to Senzel. Senzel was playing second tonight. I thought that was going to get scored a hit at first. You know, I know he kind of bobbled it. But his throw still didn't beat the runner. I thought it was going to score a hit. I'm glad it didn't. But, you know, the next batter also walked. So it's not like Senzel's error was the only base runner that prevented it from being perfect. But yeah, it was, you know, and Miley was able to work himself out of that jam and, you know, smooth sailing the rest of the way.
Yeah, he's going to be such a key component to this pitching staff because he's such a change of pace. He's a lefty, you know, with Castillo struggling like he has been and no fifth starter as of yet. It's going to be very key to have, you know, Sonny, Miley, Mally, and hopefully Castillo really lead this team. You know, big news too, because we're now at 500. And ever since that 6-1 start and the struggle since then, they've been chasing 500. And once you're there, you know, you're a win away from being above 500. They got a great shot to win on Saturday and a great start to this road trip.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we'll see how they do the rest of the weekend. This is a great start to it. Joe and I just wanted to get on here and, you know, give our thoughts about it. Great start to the road trip. Great start to the weekend. We hope everyone else enjoys their weekend. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll talk to you guys next week on Section 23.